members, we have you already pre-approved with us.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, it's Julian, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good, good. Just wanted to touch base with you. Had a couple quick questions about your file.
Okay.
So your office location, it's located in at your home, right? It's like a separate little office on the side?
It's a separate piece of property and separate building. You know, it's inside an airplane hangar, actually. So.
Oh, very cool. Do you guys have a monthly mortgage cost that you assign to it?
No, it's all. I don't know why it's all rolled into one, but that's separate. Taxes are separate.
Uh huh.
But it's all rolled into one as far as the county goes when they tax me. It's two separate pieces of property that are taxed.
Gotcha. So what do you report on your taxes for your monthly mortgage payment, if you do have to report it at all?
I'm not following the question. I mean,
like you report it for your cost of business, right, as like a monthly expense or no?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so what do you report as an expense for that?
We take... if I remember right, forgive me for not knowing this because I don't do...
No, we're not trying to like audit it with your taxes or anything like that. We just, it's just for purposes of getting you approved. We just try to figure out some sort of like...
What I do is I take the square footage of the property and come up with a square footage for the whole property that I pay tax. Let's say I pay $1,000 a year in taxes. On, let's say, 2,500 on 4,000 square feet, let's say. And then I come up with a number, a square foot number.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take the square footage of the office.
It's like a ratio, right?
And that's how I do it. So if it's 60 cents a square foot for taxes for the year on the whole property, then I take that, I don't know what I got, 700 square feet for the office, and it's 60 cents a square foot.
Okay, and is that per month?
You know, I would not, whatever answer I gave you would be inaccurate, so, the accountant does all that for me.
No problem, Mark, don't even worry about it, we can bypass that part then.
But, you know, I can give you an estimated, and it'd be estimated.
Rough conservative estimate would be fine.
Yeah, I would say that would be about 25 on that a little office there. I'm going to say right around $25 a month.
Cool, cool. Okay. The other thing was, do you guys have your September bank statement? Has that came in the mail yet?
Let me. I'm in the shop right now.
Uh huh.
And Jen's in the office. Give me a minute to go into the office, and that way she can answer the questions a lot accurate than I can. So just give me a minute to go get in the office from the shop, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, no problem.
Yes. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Square Footage, he's asking about what do I claim on my taxes on the property, on the business, for the like for the office. And I just told him that's a question for the accountant. What do I use them for a write-off?
I'll send over my contact.
And I well, what I always done before.
We could just send a copy of our taxes.
Well, we can send you a copy of the taxes if that helps you.
Yeah, I have that. I'm actually looking through it right now. Let's see. And then while you're over there, you were going to look into the bank statement for September.
Bank statements for September. Have we received them yet? She thinks she may have already signed them to you, but we can resign them.
I have up to August. I think because when you sent them, it was October 4th, and usually the banks don't send that month until like the 6th or the 7th. So I have like up to August. And the reason I'm asking is because your August ends negative, so it's going to present a little bit of a challenge to get you approved. But if your September is positive, then that'll help tremendously. Do you know if your bank account ended in the positive in September?
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool, perfect. Well, that'll be crucial then for your approval here. So yeah, if you guys can just send it over to me, I can get this fully submitted to my underwriting department. And then I'm looking through your tax return. It shows on the rent line, it doesn't show anything. It shows that there's a blank. Let's see. Let me keep looking though.
Well, we have a new accountant.
Uh-huh.
She may not be aware of that. The old one we got rid of because for many, many bad reasons. But the new one's pretty sharp, but she came in the middle of the storm that we had, so to speak.
I see. Okay, so you may not have reported anything for monthly rent. I see why you fired your accountant.
Yeah, for what year are you looking at, 14, 15?
I'm looking at 15, the one you sent me. Yeah.
Well, you see, there you go. The new accountant probably missed that because, for whatever reason,
probably from a mistake from your previous accountant.
You know, the previous one should have. I had her for a couple of years, and I should have. She should have had that already documented. But the accountant I had before her, I had for 16 years, and he died of cancer, and he was.
Oh man.
Was super fantastic. I mean, this guy was super. But
he was an expert.
In 2014, I paid not close to $50,000 in taxes.
I see. Okay, so, gotcha.
Because of that she was just a crummy accountant.
Because of the mistakes. Yeah. Okay, well, no problem. I'll just put zero for the monthly costs since that's what was reported for now. It won't make a huge difference anyway. And then, yeah, are you guys able to send me your September bank statement?
She's pulling it up right now. And
perfect. And let me just go over a couple other things. So you mentioned that you were looking to bring on some equipment as well for some of these projects. Are you looking to get financing in place for that equipment right now, or are you more focused on the working capital?
I'm more focused on the working capital. And to pay off some debt if I could, you know.
Okay, cool.
Never, you know, so. But I'm in no rush for it. Because we're looking at what, how much money are we talking? I'm trying to remember here. You and I talked about.
Well, you had mentioned that you believe that your balance with Swift is around 90K. But let me see. But on the contract with Swift, it says that you guys only borrowed 75K in April. Did you guys renew it or something?
No, there is interest. That's where it's at. There's interest there.
Well, it says with interest, let's see, with interest it looks like 86K, and that was April, so your balance should be a lot less than that unless...
We haven't paid them because we had a contractor that didn't pay us, and we had a secretary that embezzled $150,000 from us.
Gotcha.
$50,000 embezzled from me, basically, in the last...
Okay.
Be almost a year now, a year and a half.
Okay.
Someone started 2 years ago, and we stopped the bleeding on that, but... The way she stole the money from us was a bill from Home Depot for $2,000. She paid, and I had several Home Depot cards, and she would pay just the minimum balance, interest payment, basically, and then write herself a check for the balance for that month, because we always paid our bills off in full.
I see.
And then she would put in a check ledger, Home Depot bill, $2,000 paid in full.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I think I do remember you telling me about that. Are you on a payment plan with Swift right now, or are you making any payments to them at all?
I haven't been able to, have not been able to keep up with them. That's why, and I want more time to pay them.
So right, right.
I'm reaching out just to get them out of my hair and everything. So.
Yeah, exactly. No, I just want to get a clear picture of what's going on when I submit this, because I know it's gonna come up. How does it work with them right now? Do you just call them to make a payment and they just take it out of your account, or are they like trying to are you on like an auto payment thing with them where they automatically like ACH it out of your account or something, or?
ACH, but you know, when there's no money, they don't get paid in full.
Okay.
All right, April.
Okay, got it. Okay.
This big job I have is $1 million paint job. We
I'm always interested.
Got about, I don't know, less than halfway through it, and they quit paying. They right now we got a lien on the job, and we also have a collector going after it based on contingency.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's very motivated to get the money. Because he's not working by the hour. If he doesn't collect, he doesn't get paid.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Just want to make sure.
$215,000.
Oh, man. Okay, cool. I just wanted to get a clear picture of what's going on. So you believe that your current balance with Swift is $90,000, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Okay.
But see, I need a longer term. You see, when all this... When I borrowed all this money, I didn't mind short term because I was getting, big money every month. And we would just now be finishing that project this month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't have any other projects allocated for that time period. And
yeah.
When I stopped working for them because I wasn't getting paid, I had a bunch of little jobs lined up. But, I mean,
right.
Not even lined up. I was just reached out for little jobs and really didn't have, the $10,000 jobs, the $2,000 jobs were just paying, my mortgage and, keeping the lights on and that kind of thing.
Right, right. Man, it seems like everything just hit the fan all at once over there. It's crazy.
Oh, it did. But
yeah.
I didn't stop the bleeding.
Right, right.
So the theft and the secretary stopped, but the bleeding didn't stop because now I had a lot of interest piled up from the credit cards. They're all maxed out, so I couldn't even buy a cup of coffee with a credit card. And so I'm paying 24% interest on that, so I remortgaged my house and paid them off.
Yeah.
Credit cards off, so.
Yeah.
The lower interest rate, so that was a move I had to do, which I wasn't looking forward to doing, but I had so much equity in the house. The house would have been paid off if the secretary didn't steal any money from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off our savings since 08, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 with really basically no work.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
What happened back then when the bubble popped, the housing bubble popped, and
oh, yeah.
Hospitality wasn't getting any money loaned to them by the banks. The banks really didn't loan money to the hospitality.
And mm-hmm.
There was no work in the industry. There were people, work was out there. People were doing it for for beer money, you know.
For cheap, yeah.
And run it off.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, I couldn't compete with that, and I wasn't gonna steal from anybody, and I wasn't gonna go to work and go broke.
Mm-hmm. Man, lots of ups and downs over there. Well, I'm working my hardest to get this file approved for you, Mark. As soon as you get me the September bank statements, I'll get this submitted for you and hopefully have some feedback for you about 24 hours or so.
Okay. Jim, did you have any luck finding September?
Yeah, it's really weird that they don't wait for the month. This says September 3rd.
That's all we can do is send them what we have, what they gave us. All right, well, we're working on getting...
Okay, cool.
I guess they got it through September 3rd for whatever reason.
It doesn't go through the whole month?
That's what she's telling me. Is.
Did they send you one after that? What if you log into your account website, will it let you like export September statement possibly?
They have you on a schedule.
Yeah, even August says set out August 3rd, so
that's weird. Well, the August one that you sent me though, it does show it's August 1st through the 31st. Are you guys looking at a different one?
Well, that's a good question then. We have two different dates here. Give us a few minutes here to figure it out.
You're looking at Chemical Bank?
Chemical. You're looking at Chemical Bank, correct?
No, Fifth Third Bank.
Fifth Third. Oh.
Yeah,
I can give you.
I do have September.
Okay, September for Fifth Third.
Does that one in positive?
Getting ready to switch out of Fifth Third, and we have been happy with Fifth Third, so we've been kind of
right. I know you're telling about all them too. Okay, in order to get this approved, we have to be in the positive. So can you send me your statements maybe for your new bank where you're in the positive right now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. You can say when did you start your relationship at Chemical Bank?
Approximately 4 months ago.
Can you send me those 4 months up to date for those bank statements? Because that will definitely help your file if I can show that you're in the positive and that you were just kind of transitioning, and that's kind of has to do with some of the negatives.
Okay.
Hey, Cody, is Beard in?
Yeah, we can. I'm saying we can do that, but I'm trying to get a response. I have to get a response from Jen. She has to tell me yes or no because she. Jen's very sharp at on all the electronics, but I'm not, so I rely on her 100%. So she's kind of shaking her head at this. She's having a hard time with it right now at the moment, but she'll figure it out and she'll get it to you here ASAP.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, worst case, I think if you just have her give Chemical Bank a call, they can probably just like email them to you or something, I'd imagine. But yeah, just let me know. As soon as I have those, I'll get this submitted for you.
All right.
Oh, you know what? I think she just sent me September. Okay, cool. Yeah, she sent me September for Fifth Third. So I got that. Looks like it's negative, but yeah, if you send me the statements, just the last 4 months up to today's date for Chemical, it'll help the file get approved.
Okay.
All right.
Working on it. If anybody can make it happen, Jen can.
She's the one. keep her around. Keep her around.
Yeah, very, very blessed to have her.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, Mark. Well, I'll look for the email. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions, and I'll give you a call as well if anything, any of the questions that I have. So. All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.